Debug the hive, kick back, clear your mind.
Two terminal AI agents raced into the spotlight this week, each crossing the six-figure star mark and sparking a community debate about local versus cloud-first design. I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype, July 23rd, 2026. Quick note, this podcast is independent and not affiliated with or endorsed by GitHub.
Shubham Sabu's awesome LLM app saw a fresh popularity bump this week, driven by a surge in contributions that kept the repo near 127,000 stars. The repo now collects over 100 example agents and RAG apps under an Apache 2 license, which makes it easy for teams to clone and ship reference implementations. Practically, that means you can find tested agent skills to drop into prototypes instead of building orchestration from scratch. Watch this as a fast shortcut for teams that want something working in production without inventing the glue. This week, Harry703's Money Printer Turbo picked up serious attention, pulling roughly 100,000 stars as people experimented with automated short video pipelines. The project wires together LLM-driven script writing, asset matching, subtitle generation, and music scoring into an end-to-end workflow, so a single topic or keyword spits out an HD short video. That mechanism makes content automation trivial, but it also centralizes a lot of creative and rights decisions in the pipeline. If you're thinking of automating media, this repo is a live test of where creative tooling runs into licensing and moderation questions. This week, Google's Gemini CLI surged in the open source charts, and the project's README sells the core idea plainly, an open source AI agent that brings the power of Gemini directly into your terminal. That framing matters because the repo is positioned as a workspace tool, not just an experimental toy. Developers treat a CLI like an extension of their editor and deployment flow. The codebase is TypeScript, packaged into a monorepo with a packages directory, which signals a plugin-friendly, NPM-centric developer experience. That choice lowers the friction for JavaScript-heavy teams, but brings the usual node dependency surface and runtime cost. Community signals back this up. The project shows heavy engagement, and the active fork count suggests people are already building custom integrations rather than just consuming a black box client. One commenter in the issue thread summed it up: "This is how you make a model feel like a first-class local tool." So why it matters next? If teams want deep editor and CI integration, a TypeScript CLI wins on extensibility and contributor familiarity, but expect more heap use and reliance on networked model access compared with native binaries.
OpenAI's Codex CLI had its own breakout week and is explicitly marketed as a coding agent from OpenAI that runs locally on your computer, which is a fundamentally different starting point. That local-first claim changes trade-offs immediately. A Rust implementation aims for a single binary distribution with lower memory overhead and fewer runtime surprises, which is attractive for people who want an agent that runs inside a VM or on developer machines with limited resources. The practical outcome is faster cold starts and more predictable behavior when you embed the tool in CI or offline environments. But you give up some of the flexibility that a dynamic node package ecosystem provides. Community reactions highlight that contrast. Some maintainers prefer the Rust path because it reduces surface area for supply chain issues, while others miss the ease of extending a TypeScript tool with tiny scripts. From a systems perspective, the design choice maps directly to operational risk. TypeScript favors rapid extensibility and wide contributor pools. Rust favors reproducible builds and lower runtime cost. Expect this to matter next. Teams that prioritize auditability and tight operational budgets will test the Rust local-first model, while integration-hungry teams will stick with the Node ecosystem unless performance forces a switch.
These two projects also illuminate a larger architectural split in agent tooling. Cloud model-first CLIs that treat the terminal as a UI layer, and local-first agents that push compute or model shards to the edge. For Google's CLI, The practical advantage is tighter integration with the cloud model family and easier access to larger models, which helps in developer productivity, but raises questions about latency, cost, and data governance. For OpenAI's Codex, running locally reduces recurring model costs and data egress concerns, but limits the size of models you can reasonably run and may force hybrid patterns where heavy lifting still lives in the cloud. A community reaction in a thread put it bluntly: choose your lock-in, convenience or control. That trade-off is the key design decision to evaluate when you pick an agent. Do you want seamless access to the biggest models, or do you want ownership of the runtime and the data? Architecturally, both teams are moving beyond simple prompt wrappers toward agent patterns, plug-in hooks, chained actions, and environment-aware skills. Gemini's TypeScript monorepo suggests a plug-in contract that many front-end and back-end engineers can extend quickly, which accelerates ecosystem growth. Colorado Dex's Rust approach restricts extension to compiled plugins or defined IPC contracts, raising the bar for contributions but producing tighter, safer extensions when they exist. In practice, that means developer velocity versus operational predictability, the old trade-off dressed in new clothes. One of the maintainers noted in a recent commit message that they're intentionally exposing skills as composable units, which changes how teams think about testing and CI for agent behaviors. So why this matters next, we'll see which model of extensibility becomes the dominant way teams ship agent features into production systems.
Finally, expect a near-term period of experimentation where hybrid approaches win. Teams will prototype with cloud-backed CLIs for advanced reasoning and fall back to local binaries for sensitive or latency-critical tasks. That operational choreography, picking where an action runs based on sensitivity, cost, or latency, is where the real engineering work will be in the next 6 to 12 months. Developers should start by mapping their workflows to that choreography, which steps tolerate network round trips, and which must remain local and auditable.
If you're shipping an agent, decide whether you need the developer velocity of a TypeScript plug-in-friendly CLI or the operational predictability of a Rust local-first agent like Colorado Dex. Your choice shapes cost, security, and who owns the developer workflow. Thanks for listening. I'm Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.
Debug the Hype. Where the builders talk it through, oh yeah. From the glitch to the glow, every line, every clue.
Debug the Hype.
Tune in, take that ride.